Hello and welcome to Radio Prague International, the external service of Czech Radio, with me, Ruth Franíková. Coming up in today's program, the Czech state will provide a loan for a nuclear unit due to launch in 2037. The Czech government moves to granting medical marijuana production licenses to multiple growers. And later we discuss a new book which attempts to answer the most frequent questions asked by teenagers in galleries. All that coming up, so please stay with us. The Czech state will provide a loan to ČEZ to build a new unit at the Dukovany nuclear power station, government leaders have announced. The state should contribute around 70% of the expected cost of the major, long-discussed project. Ian Willoughby has the details.
The construction of a new nuclear unit in the Czech Republic has been discussed for a number of years, with question marks always hanging over how it would be funded. Now, semi-state power giant ČEZ is going to build a new unit at Dukovany, one of only two nuclear power plants in the country, thanks to a loan from the state, an idea that the Czech government had previously rejected. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš spoke about the decision at a news briefing on Thursday.
The proposal will be discussed by the government around the end of June. A week before the government session, I will invite the leaders of all parties in the Chamber of Deputies to see the contract. There will be a presentation. That's because it's not only a matter for our government, but for all other governments, as it will be implemented over decades.
ČEZ CEO Daniel Beneš has reiterated a previous statement that a tender procedure for the contract to build the new unit should be concluded by the end of this year. A winner ought to be selected by the end of 2022. Mr. Beneš said that the cost of the project would be 6 billion euros at present values. The state will provide a loan for 70% of that amount, and ČEZ will cover the rest. Prime Minister Babiš said both sides would benefit.
Our interest is to ensure the lowest prices for everyone, and that is connected to the financing. That means that we have more or less agreed that the state will provide ČEZ with a loan on very good terms, both for the state and for ČEZ.
The approval of the European Commission is needed in order for ČEZ to get a cheap loan from the state. This is because EU rules preclude the state from favouring certain companies. Under a Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade proposal, if the purchase price of electricity generated by the planned new Dukovany unit is higher than the price on the market, consumers will pay the difference via network tariffs. However, if the purchase price is lower than the market price, the impact on consumers will be the opposite. And this idea has been criticized by environmental groups. Six companies are interested in the contract to build the unit, including Russia's Rosatom and Westinghouse from the United States. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2029, with a full launch planned for 8 years later.
Ian Willoughby with that report. The Czech government has approved a draft amendment to the Act on Addictive Substances that will allow issuing licenses to both grow and export medical marijuana. The bill would also newly allow more than a single central producer, with the State Institute for Drug Control granting licenses to smaller ones. Brian Kennedy has more.
People suffering from a range of diseases have long called for making medical marijuana, which has been technically legal in the Czech Republic already for many years, easier to obtain and less expensive. This January, public health insurance was extended to cover medical marijuana under certain conditions. The first patient to be fully reimbursed is a 52-year-old woman who has suffered from progressive multiple sclerosis since her late 20s and found little relief from traditional medicines. Her father, Zdeněk Majzlik, regularly collects 180 grams of medical marijuana for her use each month, rolls 6 joints for her daily consumption, and adds small doses to her food.
She was really thinking of ending her life because she couldn't take it anymore. Now a doctor writes out a prescription, sends it to the review doctor, who either approves it or not, and sends it back to the prescribing doctor. If approved, you are then sent a code which you can take to the pharmacy.
That's not as simple as it sounds. Currently, there are only 90 pharmacies in the country authorized to buy and resell to patients Czech-grown cannabis from one lone authorized distributor, Allianz Healthcare. Also, the Ministry of Health has introduced 64 possible prescription codes, each of which represents a type of cannabis with a precisely defined content of CBD and THC, which is the psychoactive component that produces the high. Meanwhile, interest in CBD products has risen further still over recent months as people sought alternative ways of coping with stress and anxiety stemming from the coronavirus crisis. But currently, a single domestic grower, Elkoplast Slušovice, supplies most medical marijuana on the market. Canadian producers Aurora Cannabis, Canopy Growth, and Tilray have exported small quantities. Earlier in the week, MPs backed a proposal by the Pirate Party to join the discussion of two amendments to the Addictive Substances Act, one by that opposition party regulating the handling of cannabis for self-use, the other by the Ministry of Health itself on making medical marijuana more available. Pirate Party MP Tomáš Vymazal said in a statement that it was a small but significant step.
For the first time, members of Parliament will have to deal with the legalization of cannabis, which has so far been parked among stacks of pending proposals. Now it's up to us to convince MPs to deal with legislation in committees. The Czech people have long called for this issue to be discussed in Parliament.
From January through April, nearly 16 kilos of medical marijuana were sold on the Czech market, which is roughly as much as sold in the whole of 2019. The growth is evidence of pent-up demand for products with CBD, the essential component of medical marijuana derived from hemp and prescribed to alleviate chronic pain, reduce anxiety, and control seizures, among other things.
Brian Kennedy with that report. Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague International, where it's now time for today's main feature. Why should I go to galleries when everything is on the internet? Do I have to study to become an artist? And how do I recognize a work of art? These are just some of most frequent questions asked by teenagers in galleries. A new book called Proč umění, or Why Art, attempts to answer these questions using various works of art from galleries in the Central European region. It also aims to get teenagers interested in art and attract them to galleries to see some of these artworks in the flesh. I discussed the title, which has been nominated for this year's Most Beautiful Books Award, with one of its editors, Martina Freitagová.
Before actually I start about the book, we have to go back to the educational platform that published the book, and that's Máš umělecké střevo. In English, it would be, do you have a knack for art? And it's a platform that started in the Czech Republic, and we have expanded to other countries in the Central European region. We started working with the Slovak National Gallery, with the Ludwig Museum in Budapest, and also the State Art Collections in Dresden, Germany. And this is when we got together with our partners and realized that the problematics of art education is very similar in our neighboring countries as well, and that the questions that people keep asking in galleries are very similar. So we proposed the idea of putting the most frequent ones together and actually attempt to offer an answer, not a definite answer, but more of a direction of how to think about contemporary art.
So who are the people that are joined in this platform, Do You Have a Knack for Art? Can you mention some Czech artists who are part of this initiative?
It's more than artists, it's art institutions. So we work with the National Gallery Prague, with DOCS, Center for Contemporary Art, Moravian Gallery in Brno. Those are the three main partners, but we also collaborate with other galleries like Gallery Rudolfino, etc. So there is actually quite a wide network of partners in the Czech Republic. And abroad, those were the three that I mentioned, the Slovakian National Gallery, Ludwig Museum in Budapest, and state art collection of Dresden. And working with the institutions gave us the benefit to actually reach to a wider audience, to schools and lecturers, and in that way to present arts in a more accessible, more legible way.
So the book that you have recently published is divided into 32 chapters, and each of them actually starts with one of these typical questions people ask about art. And these questions are then answered by various artists who are using particular works of art to illustrate their point. So how did you come up with them?
Those are questions that come from the actual experience of working with school groups and working with also the general public and repeatedly hearing them. And we asked each of our partner to bring the 10 most frequently asked questions. And then we had an international colloquium or meeting where we discussed and picked the most frequent ones. And the criterion was also to use the question to illustrate, you know, a particular artwork, particular art movement or technique or processes that are used in art.
And if I understand it correctly, all of these works of art that you present in your book come from the institutions that are joined in the initiative Do You Have a Knack for Art?
Exactly. It should be, in a way, also a presentation of these great galleries that we have in an immediate proximity. And we wanted to illustrate that you don't have to travel, you know, overseas to New York or London to actually see great artworks, and that it's around the corner that you can see Picasso, Rembrandt, and other great works. That's why we also included sort of a map to see that it really takes you about 2 hours by train to get to all of these institutions and to all of this world-class art. And yes, it was also based on discussion which artworks are to be illustrated. Again, each of the partners were asked to bring their preferred choices, which we then discussed and which we then also mixed in that question, so we don't necessarily have one question illustrated with just an artist from Hungary or from the Hungarian collection, but we wanted to, you know, show also, say, an artwork from the National Gallery Prague. So it was really a piece of work that we put all together.
So who is this book intended for? Is it intended mainly for older children or teenagers? And is it actually intended to be used as a textbook of sorts?
Yeah, I mean, this is our primary audience, the students of primary secondary schools. And indeed, we intended that as a textbook, although a bit unusual textbook, as the text are not explaining everything in detail. You don't find things that you'd find in a traditional textbook like artist bios or, you know, short descriptions of art movements, etc. It should act more as the first step for students to think about art, the first step to actually learn more, sort of a provocation to really get them interested in art. And then, you know, they can search all the artwork, the artists on the internet. But for us, it's also one of the most important points is to get them actually to visit galleries, to learn more while actually seeing the artwork's life and seeing them in the context of a gallery or a museum. What we have done also is we prepared sort of worksheets that shall encompass the book that we provide to the lecturers, and they offer more questions, more tasks, and a way how to work with the book in the classroom so that the teachers could use this as their starting point, so to say.
As I said, there are 32 questions, some of them quite funny, but I guess the most difficult question to answer is, and also the most obvious one, of course, is what do we need art for? What would you yourself say to a teenager if you were asked this question?
I guess none of these questions have a correct answer. and they are indeed very difficult. But I think art is super important because good art should make you ask questions. It should really make you curious about the world around you. Maybe you pass artworks on your way to school or in your everyday life, you don't even notice it. But sometimes it evokes certain emotions. It could help you to understand things. And it's similar as with reading books. It could take you on a journey and not only be a source of inspiration, but actually offer completely new view on the world around you. Definitely, for me, art is an integral part of our everyday life and thinking about it.
And would you say that galleries and museums here in the Czech Republic are doing enough to attract younger audiences?
I think it's getting much better. There are many activities, there are many workshops, and galleries are really trying to open up more. I would say, you know, there is still more emphasis put on how the actual exhibition look like, and the exhibition department, so to say, is in a way always superior to the special programs or to the educational programs. Whereas I think in the ideal world, they should be on the same level. They should work hand in hand from the very start, from the very initial idea about an exhibition. It should be done in collaboration with art educators.
Finally, the book Proč umění, or Why Art, has been nominated for the Most Beautiful Book of the Year award, and it's actually in itself a piece of art, we could say. Who is behind the graphic concept of the book and behind the funny illustrations that accompany the texts?
The graphic design is the work of Klára Zapotocká from Studio Brejsky. She is a genius for us. We've been collaborating with her on several other projects for the past years. And I think she really understood the way we want to address our audience in a very playful and approachable way. And it really worked very well with the illustrations. These illustrations were done by Kakalik, our also longtime collaborator, who can create this genius visual shortcut with a funny twist. And I think they are as important as the actual reproductions of artworks and make this book, as you say, hopefully a piece of art as well.
Martina Freitagová discussing the book Why Art, which has been nominated for this year's Most Beautiful Books Award. And I'm afraid this brings us to the end of our program here on Radio Prague International. If you have any comments about today's program, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. But that's all for now from me, Ruth Franková. Thank you very much for joining us, and goodbye.